Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Gimel, and we are in again the new Masechta, and the Shira sponsored anonymously in honor of the parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we continue now with Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we have the next word in the Mishnah of Vereayon. Right, and we have all of talking about all about the items in the Mishnah that do not have a shear. Elu dvarim she'ein lahem shear. So we spoke about pay on bikurim, and we spoke about yesterday's daf a little bit, why certain items, certain mitzvahs are not in the Mishnah. The afer sota and the afer paraduma and the like, where there are a number of chefs shel mitzvos that are not even chefs shel mitzvos, items that are used in the process of a mitzvah. We spoke about why they're not mentioned in the Mishnah, because there's no mitzvah to be mosif on them. It's a different type of item that's used in the involvement of a mitzvah. Ein ba'asiyasan mitzvah with the language of the Gemara, and therefore they are not in the Mishnah. So the next one that is in the Mishnah is Reayon, something to do with Re'iyah. So which part of the mitzvah of Re'iyah are we referring to? The Gemara asks. Because after all, we know that Re'iyah, where the first Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga discusses Re'iyah, and there are many aspects. There's seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyachol, being seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'lo Yera'u Fanai Rekam, and that's discussed in the Rambam at the beginning of Maseches Chagiga. So let's see the Gemara, and then we'll see the Rambam. Masnisa, says the Gemara Masnisa, our Mishnah bereiyas panim. The Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of being in the Beis HaMikdash, reiyas panim, just our face, or showing our face in the Beis HaMikdash, that aspect of the mitzvah. Ava bereiyas karban yesh lashir. But the reiyah relating to karban, they have to go into the Beis HaMikdash with a karban, so that has a shear that's not being referred to in the Mishnah, because there is a minimum. Va'asya ki demar Rabbi Yochanan, and there it follows the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'a kesef, shtei kesef, dvar Torah. So there's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or some din of the Misora, as we'll see exactly what level chiyuv it is, to bring a karban of ma'a, and to bring a karban of shtei kesef. So one's going to be one, one's going to be two. Machlokas beshamah beshila, which is which? We know we have to bring an ola and a shlamim. So which one has to be more expensive? Olas re'iyah and shalmei chagiga. So that's a machlokas, but there's a mesora that there is a shear. So that's why the re'iyah's karban would not be referred to in the Mishnah, because that has a shear, while Riyas Papanim does not have a shear. Right? The Rambam, this is what the Rambam discusses. Again, it's the Mishnayos in the first parak of Maseches Chagiga. You see the Pnei Moshe quotes the Mishnah at the beginning of Chagiga. Beis Hillel Omrim, HaRiyah Ma Kesef, HaChagiga Shtei Kesef. Right? That's Beis Hillel. But if you look in the Rambam tells us the beginning of Hilchas Chagiga. Chagiga is in Sefer Karbanos. Karbanos starts off with Karban Pesach and then Chagiga. Says the Rambam, there are six mitzvahs in that he discusses in Hilchas Chagiga. Shalosh mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael b'chol regel mishalosh regalim. Says the Rambam, there are three mitzvahs that we are commanded, we think Simchas Yantif. Right, that's all we're familiar with. Simchas Yantif is what the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Yantif, not in Hilchas Chagiga. Hilchas Chagiga are three, it's related to, there is a Simchas Yantif that's related, here, but that's, might be just a bidyevin, where the Rambam says, well, nowadays, well, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it was just Simchas Yantif and having good food and making your family happy. But the Rambam says here, Shalosh mitzvos asei, nitztavu Yisrael b'chol regel, mishlosh regalam, be'elohein, re'iya, shenemar yeira el kol zachorcha. Va'chagiga shenemar tachug l'Hashem Elokecha, va'simcha shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. So those are the three mitzvahs. What's alluded to in the Torah. The Torah doesn't specify what you have to bring or do. It just says Yeira'eh kol zechorecha tachug l'Hashem Elokecha v'samachta b'chagecha. But then the Rambam explains Hari'iyah ha'amur b'Torah. It's not just to be seen. The re'iyah is who sheyire panav ba'azara biyom rishon shel chag v'yavi imo karben ola be'imena open amad behema karben ola lechachila first day. That's a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Everyone has to go there the first day and bring their karben ola. So re'iyah is karben ola umisha ba'azara biyom rishon lo hevi ola. Shalo dayo shalo asa mitzvahs asay ela sha'avra mitzvahs lo sa asay. Shenemra velo yera'u fanai rekam. Somebody comes to the Azara without a carbon ola, that's a bitul asay. But it's not only a bitul asay that you have to come as the yera'u calls a charcha, but it's velo yera'u fanai rekam. It's a lo sa asay. Interesting. Is that a lav sheyesh bo maisa or ein bo maisa? Because it's about physically coming in, but the Avera is not bringing the carbon. So is that called the Lav Sheish B'maisa? There are a number of Averas like that. Not too many, but this one. So the Rambam continues, Ve'ein lokin alav zeh, shaylo asa maisa. Rambam says it's a Lav Sheish B'maisa. What's the Lav Sheish B'maisa? You physically came into the base of Mikdash, but the Avera is not to bring the carbon. And that's why that's called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, says the Rambam. But that's the mitzvah of Ola. The mitzvah of Re'iyah is bringing a carbon Ola into the base of Mikdash. Mina Of, Mina Behema. Whether it's Of or Behema. That's the number one, and it's called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Hachagiga Ha'amura Batorah. Who? Right. Well, what other types of avirus do we have regarding it? Is it Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Ein Bo Maisa? Somebody makes a Shvua. So anyway, it's a shvua to eat something, and then they don't eat it. Lav sheish bo maisa or ein bo maisa, right? Or I make a shvua that I'm gonna eat something when I go into a certain house, and I don't. So there's a physical action that's involved. Other examples of mostly shvua related. That's what's where it's discussed. But let's do number two now. Hachagiga hamura batora hu sheyakriv shlamim biyantav rishon shel chag kisheyavo leheiraos. Hachagiga is to bring carbon shlamim on the first day when I come to be seen. V'hadavar yadua sheyena shlamim ba elam enam behema. Shlamim has to be behema. There's no shalmei of. Right, so there's Ola, and then there's Shlamim. Ushtei mitzvahs elu shehein re'iya hachagiga, ein hashem chayevos pan, those are related to the yantif, maybe there's man grama, maybe it's a limud, that is chagiga. So that's Ola, chagiga, and then simcha. Simcha ha'amur b'regalim hu sheyakriv shlamim yeser al shalmei chagiga. To bring an extra carbon shlamim, the eluhein hanigroin shalmei simcha. Shenemar v'zavachta shlamim yachalta sham v'samachta l'vnei Hashem alkecha v'nashim chayavos b'mitzvah zu. This one the Rambam says. This is all the Rambam halacha aleph. The women are obligated in this mitzvah. The Ravid is not happy about that. Abar Avram lo b'karbon ela b'simcha shemesameach imbaila shetale imo v'hu yisameach uta. Right, that's a big discussion. What's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid? The Ravid formulates the mitzvah is that the husband should be mesameach his wife. So there's no mitzvah on the wife, there's only mitzvah on the husband. Well, the Rambam formulates it as women are obligated in this mitzvah. Okay, that's the Rambam Ravid. But then the halacha beis, which is the one that's important for us, hari'iya v'hachagiga, ein lashir min ha-Torah, shenemar ish k'manas yado kivirchas Hashem alokecha asher nasan lach. Basically, whatever Hashem blesses you with. Ishkabanas yado. The ola, we said, it could be an oaf, it could be a behema. So either based on your financial bracket, ishkabanas yado. So midah raisa, there is no shir. Avo midivrei sofrim. Shalo ye karban olas re'ia pachos mishava ma'a kesef. Vosham echagiga pachos mishava shtei kesef. Like Beisol says, the shlamim has to be worth more. That's what we eat. Umitzvah lahavi kfi ashro shenamar ish kamanas yado. So there is a minimum. There's a minimum shear, the re'iya and the chagiga, and that's what our Gemara says here. Shalmei simcha lo nasu chachamim hem shear. Right? Shalmei simcha. There is no shear given for that. Rabbi Isha Yala Adam Yishalayim Lachug im hayo biyado karbanas hariya yaviim o yali mo kesef liknos bo karban imain v'chulu. The Rambam continues. Okay, so that's the what the Gemara says here. So back to our Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rayon, that we say we should know what this means, because we say it every morning, right? Eilu Dvarim, right? Rayon is the Shalmei, the Ries Panim, but Ries Karban has a shear, and therefore that's not what's being referred to. We continue. Tana, Rabbi Yosa, Bishkumi, Rabbi Yochanan, Re'iya Kol Shehu. Rabbi Yossi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Abraisa, Re'iya Mida Oraisa, it's called Shehu. Any amount. As the Rambam just formulated, right? Ein Lashir Ben HaTorah. Re'iya called Shehu. Chachamim Hein Sha'amru Ma Kesef Shtei Kesef. The Chachamim are the ones that added on the Shear. Of Ma Kesef and Shtei Kesef, they added that. So Rabbi Yochanan hears this Braisa and says, Amar Le, V'chiyesh, V'yesh, Kain Zu. Is that possible that that's what happened? That the Torah doesn't give a shear and the Rabbanan gave a shear? V'yesh ke'in zu? Says the Marafolda, sheyu chachamim yecholim la'asos shiurim ma she'inan batorah. Right, that the chacham are able to make a shear that the Torah didn't say a shear. Is that what's really happening here? So he answers the Gemara, don't they always do that? Amar Reb Yona, v'chol ha'shiurim lo chachamim hein, shenasnu kizayis ben ha'meis, ukizayis ben ha'nevela, ukadashim ben ha'sheretz. Right, don't we know that all shiurim, the Rabbanim were the ones. It doesn't say beferish in the Torah anywhere, right, for the shiurim. So we know, kizayis ben ha'meis, that's in terms of tumas ohel, and Maseches Ahalos talks about a kizayis with flesh, and maybe an aver shalem might be different, and all together, machlokas, whether it could be from two mesim or one mesim, machlokas should be a kiva and the chachamim, but any kizayis of the shear for a dead body being metame, ohel. Kizayis ben hanavela, kizayis of a dead carcass of an animal to be metame, and nevela is also an avatuma, right? The difference between nevela and shreifa. Nevela is an animal that died without shechita. Or a non-kosher animal. While a treif is an animal that had a proper shechita, but there's some other problem with it in its lung, and another aver, hanashama tluyabo, some other type of important blemish inside. A treif is not metame. Only nevela is metame. There's a difference between nevela and a treifa. They say Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshetel was the relationship between nevela and treifa. That was his what he did for his bar mitzvah. He didn't like the, cut during Sfiras HaOmer, becoming a gadol, but that was his relationship between the two, and he thought it was the same Shem Isser, even though they are different and they have different halachas. But a treif might also be a prevention of the heter shechita. And kadash ben hasheretz, a barley size of a sheretz is metame b'maga. So, ask the Gemara, or ask Rabbi Yonah, isn't that what what is always done? Right, always done is we always have the shiurim of the Rabbanan. Look in if you look in the Gra in the Ksav Yad, and if you look in the Gra explains this line. V'chol ha'shiurim pirish to savra Yerushalmi to haTorah lo kasva ela Rambam Mamrin. This is set in Shoftim. The Sabra Yerushalmi, the Torah lo kasva el alav o asay. The Torah just says the los asay or the asay. Vahashir nitzna b'yad chachamim la amod kol davar al shiuro. The chachamim are the ones that have to figure it out. The Befarish Kizayis ben Hanavela. V'yemkein ma makshi hacha tfei mishar bakamos. Right? Why is this case different than all other makabos? Doesn't say the shiurim anywhere in the Torah, and the chachamim always come up with it. So the Gemara answers lo asya mishol ela kahada. No, the problem is the following: the Tani Raboshia lo yeirau fanai rekam. The pasuk says Raboshia darshined this the brisa, right? Not the brisa that was quoted before to Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan was upset about: that this brisa that Raboshia quoted lo yeirau fanai rekam don't appear in front of my house empty. Afilu kolshehu. It's as if the Torah says beferish any amount is okay. Not that the Torah is silent about a certain topic, but it's as if the Torah says you can bring any amount. Afilu kol shehu chachamim hein she'amru ma'a kesef shtei kesef. And then the chachamim came along and said, you know, there's a minimum amount. V'kasha. And that's what bothers the Rabbi Yochanan. Mindu samach ledivrei Torah. Is this what you're adding on to the Torah? Hu amar chachamim, skipping the parentheses, amru ma kesef shtei kesef. Question mark, what's the problem? The problem is, if the Torah beferish says no shear, so how could, not, doesn't, the Torah doesn't just say silence. The Torah, ke'ilu, says there is no shear for this karban. And then the Rabbana came along and say, there is a shear for the karban. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by. How could the Torah go against beferish what it says in the Torah? Right, that's the problem that was asked. If the Torah didn't say anything, the Rabbana could add on new dinim. Right, that's the halacha. They're allowed to add on new dinim, and that's not a violation of lo sasur. Right, it's not a violation of, I'm sorry, not a violation of Baal Tosef. You're not allowed to add on. You're allowed to add on. The Rabbanan have the power given to them by the Torah itself. But if the Torah says something beferish, maybe the Torah can't go against that. Right? And this, if you look in the Divrei Nevi'im, it's one of the Sfarim by the Maharetz Chayetz, he says, this Yerushalmi sounds like the Taz. Rav David Cohen has a sefer called Hataz Hayadua. It's a whole sefer on the Taz. The Menachas Chedah quotes this Taz many times. Which Taz? The Taz in two places. The Taz that's in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. I'll read the one from Rosh Hashanah. It's also in Yeradeh in one place. The Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah in Tav Kuf Pei Ches, where the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch there discusses blowing shofar on Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch says you don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. Right? Yantav Rosh Hashanah Shacholis B'Shabbos Ein Token B'Shofar. Ask the Taz. You don't blow shofar because Shema Yisakin Klei Shir, Shema Yidlenu Biyado, and Yisakin. Well, you don't blow shofar at Shabbos because of Gzeir Shema Yavirenu. Gzeir Shema Yavirenu. So ask the Taz, he's quoting from the Mizrahi, why don't we say you don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period? Why don't we say blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because Shema, why don't you blow shofar on musical instruments on Shabbos? Issur Rabbanan, because you might come to fix the musical instrument. So what about shofar? Shofar is a musical instrument, so you shouldn't blow shofar. Not when it only falls out on Shabbos, when it falls out during the week, you shouldn't blow shofar. That's the question of the Mizrahi. V'hiksha Mizrahi, the Taz quotes, B'yantav nami nigzar shem yisakin klei shir, v'herech bazev v'lo basof lo tireis klum. Lani as daiti, says the Taz. Number one, to call a shofar lo nitim l'shir elo tkuo shal mitzvah. Alkein lo gazer kein. Number one, maybe this isn't just not music. This is a mitzvah. Chazal, we're not misakin regarding music shal mitzvah. So how do you... You know, maybe there's other music shal mitzvah. If you have a Sheva Brachas, or maybe inherently it's a mitzvah. It's not just a accoutrement of the mitzvah. Okay, but then he gets to his big answer. V'yo nirali l'tareitz de'em lahem ligzar v'la'akar l'gamrei dvar Torah she'tzivsa l'tkoa b'yomzeh. If the Torah says something beferish is mutter, then the Chachamim cannot come up and say it's usher forever. Right? That's the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim can't come along and say, never blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't work. Bishlama b'Shabbos, fine. They could say, don't blow shofar when it falls out on Shabbos. Lo misakir lagamre. Because that's not a total uprooting. Kivin shebelo Shabbos token b'yantif. Because they would blow then when it falls out during the week. That's not an akira of what the Torah says. Torah said, blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So, okay, we'll blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on a weekday. So there's still a kiyum of the din d'oraisa that the Torah says. But if they say don't blow shofar at all, that would be oker davar b'da Torah, and that wouldn't be allowed. V'dira shezeu b'chla masha'asu siyag la'Torah, v'lo lavar al divrei Torah. V'zeu lavar al divrei Torah la'akwa l'gamrei. And he says, and this also helps with the mila. With the Mila question. What's the Mila question? That's the Rishonim. Tosfos in Maseches Megillah on Dav Dalet. Why are we allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos, even when it's day 8? Right? The Gemara says, Gzeira de Rabba, by shofar, and by lulav, and by Megillah, you might come to carry it, and therefore you can't do these mitzvos on Shabbos. So what about bris mila? Maybe you'll come to carry the knife in order to go do bris mila. If you carry the baby, then you might have chaydos, yes, atzmo, maybe it's a derabanan. But carrying the knife is a daraisa. So, ask Tosfos, why are you allowed to do bris mila? Why Warren Chazal goes there on bris mila on Shabbos? Aval mila b'Shabbos ein lidchos. Says Tosfos, the hachamira, it's very stringent. Shekein nichrasu aleha shlosh eser risos. Says the word bris 13 times in the Torah, right? The Mishnah in Sechaz Nedarim. It's very chamur. V'gam ein adam mal ela im kein havibaki. And also, what's the whole gzeira de rabba? You're not an expert, and therefore you might go and ask a baki. Nobody's doing mila unless they're a baki. Only moalim are involved in mila. And therefore, we weren't worried, because that whole population of the ones involved in Mila aren't going to go ask somebody to learn Mila on Shabbos. The Sakana Yesh Bedavar. So that's what Tosfos answers. Now you go back to the Taz. Back to the Taz, he quotes what he quotes from the Ran. Maishna Mila Dachi Shabbos Lo Gazir Shem Yavar Atino Dal Rabzer Sarabim V'Tiris L'Chalik Bein Zela Zeh B'Dochak. He gives the Rishonim give a Dochak answer. He says, so, but what I wrote, says Nicha. Why? Because the Torah says, do bris mila on Shabbos. It's as if the Torah says, beferish, do bris mila on Shabbos. A separate pasuk in Parshas Tazria, ubayom hashmini yumo basalar also, that we don't need that whole pasuk because we already know bris mila from elsewhere in the Torah. Ubayom hashmini afilu b'Shabbos, right? Lo ratu lakar davar Torah beferish bishum gzera. And he said, look what else I wrote in Yeradeya simin kuf yud zayin. He wrote about doing business with certain non-kosher animals. But that's tough kuf echet. The Taz says that's why the Rabbanim didn't asr it, because it's davar hamafurish laheter, and therefore the Torah, the Rabbanim do not have the power. They don't have the power to make laws, to be mosif on the Torah, to be mashlim the Torah, to guard the Torah, but they can't just knock out what it says beferish in the Torah. So the Maris Chayas writes in one of his svarim that this line of Yerushalmi seems to be a proof. That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is bothered by. Rabbi Yochanan says, I understand the Rabbanan can make shiurim where the Torah doesn't say a word, but where the Torah says, and the drasha is Raycom, you can't appear empty-handed, and therefore the Torah is as if it's saying any little amount won't be empty-handed. And then the Rabbanan came along and gave a shiur, so that's inappropriate. All right, obviously Rabbi Oshia might think, what he argues on this, right, this idea, he might think that maybe the Torah is not being so meduya, meaning in terms of the Torah is not demanding kol shehu. Right, the Torah shouldn't be understood as beferish. You look at the back, one of the achronim points this out one of the svarim about the Yonah son. Let me just find it, who it is. Says the Migdanos Nasan. He says, Avarboshi Svirale, Da'afam Mefurish Batara, Yecholam Chaham Lahosif. So he says, the Rabbanan have the power, right? They're being Mosif here also. Maybe also it's not here, Beferish Heter. I mean, according to that Maris Chayis, the Torah is saying, but you have a Heter to only bring a tiny amount. And the Rabbanan say, no, you need to do more. It's a little different from the other cases, the Milah and Rosh Hashanah, where it says, do this, and then the Rabbanan are going to say, don't do it. So it's still a little different regarding that. But the Ben Chaschinach loves to quote this Taz. Just quote you one place where one or two places that he quotes it. Ben Chaschinach quotes this in Tuf Kuf Sadi Dalet, all the way at the end of the Torah. Tuf Kuf Sadi Dalet, the Isser Darais, the Mitzvah, to give Malkus. Mitzvah to give Malkus. The Menachas Lidach there asks, we know that the Chazal Darshan, that it says 40 in the Torah, Bar Miyakenu, and we knock it down to 39. So it's as if the Torah says, you can give 40 lashes. And then the Rabbana came along and said, no, you can only give 39. It's usher to give one more lash. So he asked Menachas Lidach, according to the Taz, how could they do that? If the Torah says you can give 40 lashes, then how can Tzarachin? Heich yicholon chazal la'akar dover hamafurish batorah. Legamre mishum siyag. De okrin legamre. De bishum pam lo yilkor arbon. Nobody's ever going to get 40 lashes. Right? The most, if the doctor says, is going to be 39. But the Torah says you can get 40. Right? So therefore, that's a kasha. So he always has to try to answer it. It says, Nireb kedivere kesa mishnah. Demasek degamaram esfer leduman atorah. Rakshen. It must be that this is how they understood. Rakim and Dana Mufurish Koro Ramam Divri Sofrim. But it must be this way. This is how they understand what the Torah. The Torah is rounding. The Torah doesn't say 40. The Torah, this is what the Torah means. They're not saying something new that the Torah didn't mean, like 40 to 39. Even though that's what the Gemara says, right? And the Makos, right? Gavra Rabba, that the Torah says to give 40, and then the Chachamim came along and said to give 39. Okay, that's one. The other place where he talks about this, one other place, is by the mitzvah of Meiser. Right? We know that Ezra HaSofer, when the Levim did not come back for Bayis Sheni, Ezra HaSofer made a takana that give Meiser Rishon to the Kohanim. To the Kohanim, not to give it to the Levim. So there too, the Menachas Chinuch wonders, you know, how is that possible? There is a machlokas tanoim, whether Meiser Rishon should go only to the Levim or also to the Levim. Meaning in the Kohanim included. But if you say that it only is supposed to go to the Kohanim, then not to the Levim, so then how is it that they were able to do that? So that's also, that's discussed in Shin Sadi He. Shin Sadi He, the Menachas Chinuch discusses that, relating to the Takanas Ezra, Os Tezvav. So again, he asks, if they cannot get out, can't keep into Rabbi Akiva, my serishon lilavim, umafurish batora, hech yachal Ezra lakar, hech yachal lakar mitzvah asay, because the kolshe in sorach litain lalevi mitzvah asay. So he says, maybe that's why the Rambam uses the lashon of only one generation. It's only one generation. He didn't knock it out forever. He knocked it out in that dar. In that dar. So it's limited. It's not forever. And therefore, that's how he can do it. De mavur stam de kanas osam below zman katsuv. That would be a problem. But if he only was Koni for a certain amount of time, so then that would be okay. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan asked this question. So if the Torah says you could bring any amount for Lo Yero Fanai Reikam, then how could the Rabbanan have a minimum? So I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Rabbi Yochanan Kedaite to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Kedaite is following his own Shita. To Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kalashir and Halach Moshe B'Sinai. Right, it's not that the Torah says no amount, and then the Rabbanan came along. No, Rabbi Yochanan holds that all the Shi'urim are Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Do Amar Ma'a Kesef, Shtei Kesef, Tvar Torah. Therefore, the Shi'ur is a Daraisa. It's not that the Rabbanan are changing something against what the Torah says, but it's Daraisa. Rabbi Oshia Kedaitein. Rabbi Oshia follows his own Shita. Rabbi Oshia argued. Rabbi Oshia Amar Ha'ochel Iser Bizman Hazeh. Sorry, we have a Gemara like this in Yuma also, on Daf Pei, in the Bavli. If somebody eats something bizman hazeh, don't just write down, like one of the Tanam did in Masechta Shabbos, I owe a karbon. Right? No. Write down exactly what you ate. Tzarech lirshom alav es hashiurin. Shema yamod bezdin acher v'yishana alav es hashiurin. Right? Maybe it'll be a future bezdin that'll change the shear. Right? You think you're chayav a karbon, but maybe they'll make the shear bigger, and therefore you won't be chayav a karbon. V'yodeya meiz hashir achal. So you'll know how much you ate, and know if you're obligated in a carbon. So you see, for Rav Moshe, it might change. It must not be Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, because Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that it's fixed, that it's kavua. But it must be that you have to keep track because the shiurim might change. Right? That's the Gemara, as I just said, has this in Yuma as well on Daf Pei. The Rishash in that Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei wonders then that how do we ever do any mitzvah like matzah? We have a kezayis of matzah. So you should have to have 25 kezayis of matzah, because just as much as you can, because maybe, and if we'll know in the future that they'll knock up the shear, and then you won't be able to, it'll come out that you won't be yotzei the mitzvah. That's what the Rishash discusses. Nishalti mechacham echad, lefi zehavu lelahachri velecho belel achad shal pesach, matzah kol kama de'efshar. As much as you can, right? Because who knows what the yeshia is going to? Shalolecho davar acher zulasa, right? Mimana, right? Mimana levat. He quotes this. So he quotes. Maybe there's a difference. Ein lecha l'shofa should be a mecha. When it comes to mitzvahs, you do. You know, you do what all that the Torah tells you to do based on the chazal of that time. Here we're talking about averis. Averis was supposed to do the minimum amount, the smallest, so you can't violate that. But when it comes to mitzvahs, he thinks it might be different. Interesting. Also, if you, the pashup shot of this Gemara is that there's a machlokas here, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, while Rabbi Oshia says it's a din d'rabbanan. If you take that kipshuto, that could be a difficulty with the Rambam, among many difficulties with this Rambam. The Chavos Yair has a whole tshuva about this Rambam. The Rambam says in the Hakdama to Pirsha Mishnayis, there's never a machlokes about a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right, the Rambam there has the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh, and the Rambam there talks about the first two categories there's never a machlokes about. First two categories. What are the first two categories? Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is number one, and then he has Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Not a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, but Pirushim that go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Those are the two examples that he gives. Is pre-Eitz Hadar, right? Pre-Eitz Hadar, it says in Gemara that, you know, you have to bring an Esrog. So is that a Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? That we know that beautiful fruit is an Esrog. Never says it calls that Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one of the examples. And the other example he gives is Ayin Tachas Ayin. Eye for an eye. That it's not literally an eye for an eye, but it's financial. It's financial. Eye for an eye. So both of those. It doesn't say, the Gemara talks about, you know, what the limud is, but that's a Mesorah. That's a Mesorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not called Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. What's the difference between those two categories? The Rambam says, would you have been able to figure it out in a million years? If I gave you a thousand years to figure it out. So Priyat Sadr, maybe. Right? It's a beautiful, beautiful fruit. Ayin Tachas Ayin, all legal systems, almost all legal systems also don't take that literally. So maybe those could have been figured out. Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, no way. Like, why would I think Kezias is, you know, is that logical to say that's a mitzvah sachila? Lovewood, mechitza, all the shir, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? Tefillin being black and square. So you would never figure that out. But either way, but those two, that's the difference between the two, but those first two categories, no machlokas. Category three is a lot of big machlokas. That's all the halakas that are learned out from the Yigimel Midos. And then we have Takanas and Xeris. Those are the five categories of Torah Shu'al Peh for the Rambam. So the Chavos Yar and other Achronim ask many times, oh, there's a machlokas about Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right there, right here. Right here, Shiurin. Unless you say it's not a machlokas. Everybody agrees to the halacha. It's just a question of what the source is. So maybe it's not a machlokas. But you got to work it out. There are many sources that have to be worked out. The Netziv says sometimes there are halachas that Rashi and Tosfos hold as halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but maybe the Rambam doesn't. When it says Gemara Gemiri La, sometimes it says that in the Gemara, beginning of Baba Kama. So maybe that's not halacha Moshe B'Sinai according to the Rambam. That's just Mesuf, or it could be a machlokas about that. But either way, that's discussed here. Relating to that Rambam. Let's continue. Amri Chaza be Rabbi Yochanan ben Ada. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was Chozer Bo. So maybe that's why it's not a problem, because he was Chozer Bo. Right? The Gemara seems to say that he might not, maybe he was, the Bavli seems to say maybe he was Chozer Bo regarding this shiur, but not the other shiurim. Okay. Why? How do you know Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yossi, Tarveon Amrin lo Chazer Bo? Rabbi Yona and Rabbi Yossi, no, he was not Chozer Bo. And you also from the following, you know, he was not Chozer Bo. Da'ama Rebbe lo Da'ama Rebbe la b'shem Rebbe Ami is palgun. There's a machlokas. Chizki Rebbe Yochanan Chizki Amar Adam Cholik as Chovasel l'shtei behemos. That minimum shear of two ma'a, let's say, so or one ma'a, but two ma'a. Could you split that into two animals, two karbanos? Do you have to bring that minimum shear from one animal or two? So Chizki says you can split it into two. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Adam Cholik as Chovasel l'shtei behemos. No, you can't split it into two. Elatzarch shei biyado shtei kesef l'kalachas va'achas. Right, each one. Each one has to, if you bring two, you have to bring two from each one. You can't split it amongst the animals. So in the back, the Noam Yerushalmi says, another Sefer says, so why should it have to be two versus one? So maybe it's a machlokas, how to understand. Right, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Din D'Oraisa is in the Behema, while Rabbi Oshia holds that Din D'Oraisa is in the Gavra. Right, Din D'Oraisa is in the Behema, so each Behema has to be two. While the Rabboshia says, no, it's in the Rabboshia, right, or Chizkia, it's in the Gavra, and therefore, you can split it into two, because that's the focus of the Chiyuv. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, all Shi'urim, the Rambam discusses also in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, all the different Shi'urim for different, it's all Masorah. Whether Pashtus, it's Daraisa, but it's all Masorah. The Rambam says in Ma'acholos Asuros. Let me just read that one Rambam, and then we'll stop. The Rambam in Ma'acholos Asuros, in Perak Yudal, it says, Shir Zeh, he calls all Isuri Ma'acholos Shabbatara, is Kizayas. And then he says, Shir Zeh, Im Kol HaShi'urin, Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. They're all Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, and then he goes through all the different details. But that's Ma'acholos Asuros has a long Perak about all the different Shi'urim. Okay, we'll stop here.